I'll just share a little bit about my background, my testimony, and how what the Bible team is all about. I grew up in central Pennsylvania, very rural area, and learned about God as a child. I was baptized at the age of 16, and I'm convinced I was in love with God. But I became complacent. I became indifferent. I kind of assumed everybody believed in Christ, and didn't take my faith important. And I didn't really learn how to be a disciple, like so many people out there. And we'll get to that during this call about discipleship and what true discipleship really is. And so, therefore, I since I took it for granted. I took my faith for granted. I didn't really learn how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. So I went my own way. I not only moved away from the home I was in and moved away from church, I moved away from God. That's what I like to say. So I went my own way. I've been hot for God. I've been really cold at times. And most of my life, up until I was 38 years old, I was lukewarm. So the passage, I think it's in Revelation 3, is talking to a lukewarm church. That was me. And I can only give credit to God for any kind of zeal, any kind of passion I have. It's all because of Him. He got a hold of me in 2006, the last week of the year. He whispered to me, and I can say this conviction. At the time, it was just a good idea to read through the Bible. But now I can look back and say, you know, only God would tell you to read through the Bible, really. But I didn't hear it from a pastor. No friend suggested it to me. I was driving down the 91 freeway when I had that idea. And I know it was a whisper from the Holy Spirit. Read through the Bible in 2007. It's nothing I've ever done before. As a matter of fact, I was a lousy reader. And when I was finished with high school, I didn't really want to open up another book. Learning wasn't fun. I didn't want to read. I knew all along I should have read the Bible, and it's not like I never opened it. I did open it, and I might have read through the whole New Testament, but I've never read the whole Bible. So it's a beginning of it was the beginning of discipline in my life. I didn't really know what discipline was. I didn't have any kind of routine whatsoever at the time, and so that was in 2007, and I started reading, and I started following a plan, and I shared that with a few people. I said, you know, to my closer friends. Joe Hill is one of them. David is a personal friend of Joe Hill, so he knows exactly what I'm talking about. I said to Joe Hill, I said, hey, I got this idea to read through the Bible. Joe rejected it. He was a newlywed. He was just getting married, or he was just married. And then he called me back, like it wasn't 10 minutes later. And he says, Larry, he says, like, you know, I kind of just blew you off, basically. And then he decided to read along with us. And he decided to read the Bible with his wife. And then I called my brother, and I think I called my brother before Joe, actually. And I was just telling him my plan to read through the Bible. And Jeff, he's 4 years older than me, and he lives in Pennsylvania now. And he did back then too. But anyway, Jeff said, why don't I join you? And that changed everything. So I was no longer alone in my obedience to God. Jeff, you know, said, hey, let's read it together. So we followed the same plan, and we had this ongoing, you know, Bible study. You can imagine we're both reading through the old and the new every day, and it was really dynamic. That year transformed me. God changed me into a different person as a result of, it wasn't just Bible reading though. We need to get this clear, because anyone can read the Bible. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen. There's the Spirit. We have to worship God in spirit as well as truth. So my prayer life changed at the beginning of that year. I started praying to God differently. I started to pray to God relationally. And it's more prayers like, God, reveal yourself to me. God, help me to hear your voice. Draw me near to you. And those are the kind of prayers that get God's attention. Because remember, all throughout Scripture, God says, seek me and you will find me. And this is a story about me seeking God seriously for the first time in my life. I might have sought him as a child, I don't remember. I know that I loved him, but I didn't have the guidance. So I'm saying that God guided me by himself, which is just, I don't know. For me, it's an amazing story. I can't take credit for anyone. And then he put me in front of a spiritual father, someone that has been walking with God for 30 years. His name's Lee Huddleston. He's gone to be with the Lord. I can't thank God enough for putting me with a man that was, living close to Jesus that I could learn from. So he taught me how to follow Jesus, Lee, and we met regularly. So God taught me how to be a true disciple. So at the end of 2007, looking back on that year, I was like, my goodness, I'm a different person. And then he gave me the idea to start a website. And the whole idea here is to encourage people to get into the Word of God, encourage seekers to get into the Word of God. And knowing the kind of fire that God lit under my butt, that he might do that for other people as well. Because I know we have many, like myself, out there in the pews today that are just indifferent. They take their faith for granted. And if they are in the church of an indifferent pastor, nothing's going to change. They're going to continue the same old, spiritual walk, spiritual routine, which isn't much to speak of. There's no power in that. And there's no desire, there's no hunger to be closer to God. As if to say, this is all I need to do. Show up on Sunday and just, going through the motions. Yay, yay, I like what you're saying. And then live, whatever we typically do on a daily basis between Sunday to Sunday, Sunday to Wednesday, however it works out. What I am encouraging people to do is take their faith seriously, seek God in a personal way. Don't rely on any kind of spiritual leader to do it for you. We need to have our own faith. Everybody needs a personal relationship with Christ. We should not be relying on any kind of pastor to have, the faith we need, for ourselves. So that's pretty much the ministry here. The Bible team is about helping people get into the Word of God and start that habit, but not only in reading, but in prayer. And then the third element is fellowship. Fellowship is essential. And I'm just talking about the small groups that we can have throughout the week. True Christian brothers. Now, I love church. I love going to church. But when we go to church, sit in a pew, and just hear a sermon and then walk out, that's not fellowship. My friends, we can do that in our car, listen to the radio. I listen to really great sermons on the radio, and that's awesome. But there's no exchange. There's no participation. And part of our growth is about participating. It's about sharing your burdens with other people. It's about praying with other believers. It's about talking about the Word of God openly in a discussion, just like we have every Monday night. Everyone on this call pretty much knows about our Monday evening meetings, whether they can make them or not, but a lot of us on this call right now meet regularly every Monday night, and it's part of the discipleship process where we engage in spiritual conversation, talking about the Bible, and how the Bible is relevant to us today. And I can't think of a better way to grow in Christ. Those three elements, reading, prayer, and fellowship, and taking them seriously, and just learning how to love is what we need to do, is learn how to love, because that's the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God your heart with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So we need to learn how to love. So that's really what spiritual growth is. Okay, so that's me. That's what we started in 2008. So we started those calls, and now we're enjoying Super Saturday Jesus rallies to just, it's one special time a month. It is a monthly event, and here we are.